Many young high school teachers across the country grew up listening to hip-hop music. They think the popular lyrics and beats of rap are a good way to teach the other three R's. Rhymes with contemporary images and language might raise an eyebrow for those who reject the idea of rap as poetry, but some educators say it's an effective teaching tool. From Los Angeles, NPR's Madalito Barco reports.
During a school assembly to honor Black History Month, students at the 99th Street Elementary in Watts take to the stage.
I know I can be where I want to be.
Selena Gray's fourth grade class sings and recites a rap by Nas entitled I Can. She says hip-hop is a passion she shares with her students.
Poetry is hip-hop. I mean, my kids learned Till I Rise by Maya Angelou, and they said, oh my God, Ms. Gray, this sounds like a rap. There's that instantaneous connection. So I had many kids who were total non-readers who didn't know any of the 50-some-odd phonic sounds, but because they caught on to just the rhythm and a melody, and they bought into it because they love music, and they said, hey, this is musical, and it's fun, and they didn't even realize that they were learning phonic sounds.
A-E-I-O-U! A-E-I-O-U!
One of Gray's 9-year-old students, Marcus Davis, leads the class in a call and response of vowels. He says using hip-hop beats is a fun way to learn about reading and arithmetic.
It massages my mind. When I hear music and I hear the beat, it's like I just start thinking of my ABCs and stuff.
Marcus also likes to rap his times tables.
1 × 1 = 1. 1 × 2 = 2.
These days, math teachers are also using the names of rappers in word problems, but mostly hip-hop is used by high school English teachers like Jeff Duncan Andrade, who says rap is a worthy subject of literature. It's intellectually provocative enough, he says, to get young people excited about the curriculum they would otherwise reject.
Kids don't like school. And they'll tell you flat out, school's boring. I think a lot of that is because of the types of things that kids have access to that are way more engaging than what we're offering them in schools. The TV is much more engaging, the DVD, the computer, the internet.
As a result, teachers are turning to rap, even at universities such as UC Berkeley, which offers a poetry course devoted to the works of the late rapper Tupac Shakur. It's the kind of thing that galls critics.
This deserves ridicule. It's laughable.
Shelby Steele is a research fellow at the Hoover Institution, a conservative think tank at Stanford. He says students shouldn't be wasting their time on something they can hear in the streets. When Steele was a young teacher in the 1970s, he also tried using popular music to teach literature.
Back then it was Motown. And, you know, it all failed. Why would that be a segue to learning something about classic poetry? There is no segue. It was a kind of gimmick that we as teachers were excited about. It seemed to be thrilling. It seemed to be a way to reach kids. But I learned that if you want them to understand poetry, you have to be a good poetry teacher. You have to really know poetry, and you have to make that interesting to them.
Hoping to prove this, Steele quotes T.S. Eliot's poem, The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock.
Let us go then, you and I, as the night spreads out against the sky, like a patient etherized upon a table. Now, that's poetry. Show me a rap that does, I mean, it's on that does something like that. That's just the opening line.
Broken glass everywhere, people pissing on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise, got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice.
Compare the inner city wasteland portrayed in Grandmaster Flash's The Message with the bleak society depicted in T.S. Eliot's poem. That was one of the hip-hop assignments Jeff Duncan Andrade gave to his students at Oakland High School.
I mean, you see all kinds of issues about urban decay, poverty, racism, classism, gender discrimination, pretty much all those issues that have been, you know, relevant in literature throughout time. You can use it to teach poetry, so you can use it to teach, you know, rhythm, rhyme, meter, theme, characterization.
Duncan Andrade, who's now an education professor at UCLA, and his colleague at Michigan State, Ernest Morrell, published the results of their work at Oakland High in a national journal for English teachers. They reported that by studying rap, students were able to write complex analytical essays about classical poetry.
And the type of work that they were producing really defied people's logic about what was possible for urban high school students. And kids that had, you know, been flunking English classes were all of a sudden turning in 5 to 7 page typed critical analyses of Samuel Taylor Coleridge.
Duncan Andrade says he understands concerns about the violent or sexist images and raw language of some rap lyrics. But he says teachers aren't bringing in two live crew into the classroom, just raps with something to say socially and politically. From a boombox at Linwood High School, ninth grade teacher Dinora Sanchez plays If I Ruled the World by Nas.
It says, imagine smoking weed in the streets without cops harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle, cruising blue behind my waters. No welfare supporters, more conscious of the way we raise our daughters. What does it all mean? What does it mean?
Students pair off to decipher the lyrics. Then they're asked to analyze the song's character traits, point of view, and subtext, as well as a comparison of Nas's view of a utopian society with classical works. Students Michelle Lawson and Benjamin Wallace, who are both 14 years old, say they appreciate the approach to learning literature.
She's not giving us all the bad rap with all the cussing that don't have no lesson to it. She's giving us the one that's teaching us about society today.
Do you think this will help you to understand any in other stuff too besides just hip-hop?
Yeah, it does. Like Shakespeare and all those that like talk about some like metaphors and all this other stuff.
Really? So you can understand Shakespeare after you listen to Nas?
Well, sort of.
Some students in Sanchez's class say if it were up to them, every course would be taught in rhyme.
If I ruled the world, I love them, baby.
Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.